Well, what an awesome time to be in the house of the Lord tonight. This last Sunday, I talked about the thought of come back to the table. Isn't it amazing that we see a scripture where all this about, I just dare you, go back and look in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read the Gospels about Jesus' life. And you'll see so much of his teaching happened around the table. If it wasn't happening around the table, he was using a lot of things, illustrations about food and drink. And those who prepared it. He did a lot of miracles around the table. Jesus did so much around the table. And today, I just had that thought, come back to the table. We got to understand that there's a table that God sets before us. Now, we read this last Sunday, and I want to read again. Psalms 23:5. It says that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. So we know that God prepares a table before us. That he even uses this as an example, that we come to the Lord's table. So I want you to picture in your mind tonight that there is a table that God has set before us. And he continues to set before us. There's a table. And I want to give you a couple of thoughts. Last Sunday, I'll just quickly remind you a couple of truths about this. Number one, that there's a customized chair for you at the table. God has a chair with your name on it that he wants you to be filled at the table. And when you're not here, he's compelling you to come in. He wants you to be at the Lord's table. When we come together tonight, we're coming to the Lord's table. When we come together on a Sunday morning, we're coming to the Lord's table to be fed, to be filled. But how many know I can't live on 2 days a week? I got to learn what it means to come to the Lord's table every day of my life. And there's a customized chair. And the price, look at number two, the price for this meal has already been paid for. That I don't have to worry about, can I afford to come and eat here? Can I afford to be here as we would naturally? Do I have enough money to cover the bill here? No, the price of admission has already been paid. That Jesus has already paid the price for me to be at the table. He's already paid and made your reservation at the table. I can walk in like I own the place. Now, I'll tell you right now, when I walk in the fence, I walk in with my head held high. You know why? Because I'm really good friends with the owner there. And I know he's going to treat me really good. And I'm even closer to my Heavenly Father. When I walk into the place, I can know I can come to the table. He's not going to turn me away. I can come to the table because I know this to be a fact that my place has already been reserved. And I can't clean myself up. So many people say, I'll come to the table, I'll give my life to Jesus, I'll surrender myself to Jesus when I clean some things up in my life. Pastor, I got to change some things first, and I will tell you, you can never be clean enough on your own. You can go wash all you want, you can come wash up and try to get clean, none of it's good enough. I come to the table as I am, and the table begins to clean me up. His blood begins to clean me up. The righteousness of God begins to clean me up. His word begins to cleanse me. I begin to hear and transform and see. Jesus healed around the table. Jesus taught around the table. Jesus transformed people's lives around the table. Jesus reinstated people who had made big mistakes in their life, thought they were disqualified from ministry. It was around the table that Jesus said, come on, get up, go back out. He wasn't there to condemn around the table. He was bringing transformation around the table. So I want to give you the second part of this tonight. Some lessons learned from around the table. Number one, I want you to get this. You got to be mindful of empty calories. We got to be mindful of empty calories. Empty calories are not good for us, are they? I mean, empty calories may fill you up, but they have no nutrition value in our life. Come on, we all know what those are, right? We have empty calories in our life, and we realize this, that they have a long-term effect of eating empty calories. They bring no strength. They only add weight to me. They don't bring the nutrition that I need in my life. And so we have empty calories that we can consume. And look at this. God prepares a table before us in the presence of my enemies. God, you set me down in the presence of my enemies. God, you prepare a table before me. But I want to tell you this. Not only does God prepare a table before us, but the enemy also prepares a table for us. And every day we got to choose, am I going to eat at the table of the empty calories? Or am I going to come and eat of the bread of life? Am I going to come and drink from his cup? It's what the word says. Psalms 34:8 says it like this: taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. See, the joy comes when you take refuge in the Lord's table. When I taste and see that, God, you are good. The enemy will always have a counterfeit for everything in our life. He'll always try to counterfeit a relationship to draw you out of God's perfect relationship. He'll always try to entice you to chase after the dollar instead of chasing after His dream. He'll always try to entice you that security comes from this or security comes from that. And God's like, no. True security comes in knowing who I am in Christ. True security knows that, God, you've got my back. God, you, even in the presence of my enemies, you're anointing my head with oil. Man, truly my cup is overflowing in my life because I will dwell in the house at the table of the Lord for the rest of my life. And so there is my strength. And the enemy comes along because I got a table. Come on, sit at my table, man. It's full of things that are enticing. I like Little Debbie's. How many like Little Debbie's? But if I eat Little Debbie's every day for my meal, how many know it's not going to give me the nourishment I want? It gives me a quick fix. It gives me my taste buds something I like. And I tell you, when I was a kid, I could go through a whole box of Debbie's, and even as an adult, I still can. My wife hides the kids' Little Debbie's for the lunches. She's got to hide them in the cabinet so I don't go through the whole box. So I go dig them when they're all asleep, looking everywhere for them. You see, this is manufactured food, didn't it? This is processed food. It's not even real food. You ever read the ingredients on this stuff? I mean, this is not even real food. But it's the enemy's way. The enemy does the same thing to us in our life. He entices us with things that look good to us. He entices us with empty calories. Come fill yourself up with these things for your time. This is what needs my time. Oh, this is what brings me value. Oh, this is what makes me feel good about myself. But they're just empty. The enemy's always going to have a counterfeit for what God has set. No, God has set a true table. And the only way for us to find true peace, to be filled, is to taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you can chase everything else in your life. It will never, ever bring peace to your life. The only rest you will have is found at the Lord's table. The only mental rest you can find is at the Lord's table. The only true security is found at the Lord's table. The only way I can sit in the presence of my enemies and be at peace is at the Lord's table. So I got to be mindful of empty calories. Realize this. Number two, I got to realize there's no armor needed at the Lord's table. I don't need to bring my armor in. See, we learn at a very young age that we got to protect ourselves, don't we? We got to protect ourselves, wear masks. I can't truly be me. And it goes on now. We're taking selfies and using filters, and everything goes along with that. We're projecting this social image on social media. My life's got to look good. I got to have the perfect family. I got to have the perfect boyfriend. I got to have the perfect relationship. I got to have the perfect everything else. And we're constantly feeding ourselves, and we're never coming in to come into church. Oh, God bless you. I'm doing great. How are you? Oh, doing great. Fantastic. No, you're not. You don't got it all together. I don't have it all together. You don't have it all together. We got to learn to say, you know what? When I come to the Lord's table, it's all right to say, man, I'm wore out today. Man, I'm running on fumes today. You know what? It's been a tough week. It's been a struggle. And I can come to the Lord and know, God, I can tell you, God, I'm weak today. God, I've had a hard week. God, I had a hard day. Whatever it is, God, I've made some mistakes. Whatever it is today, I can take that armor off and I can sit at the Lord's table. I can sit there and realize that with God, I don't have to be ashamed. See, that's what the enemy tried to do to Adam and Eve in the garden when they had made the mistake. They were ashamed. They hid themselves. They were hiding from God. Instead of communion with God, they were there hiding from God. And we do the same thing. God, if you really see the real me, you're not going to accept me. God, if you really see how unperfect I am, you're not going to really love me. Listen, He already knows. He already knows all the mistakes you've already made. And I will tell you this, He already knows the mistakes we're going to make. And I remind you of the principle that I tell you all the time. He doesn't love you. He'll never love you any more than He loves you right now. And He'll never love you any less than He loves you right now. I can come and sit at the Lord's table. I can take my armor off, because when I can take off my armor, then the Bible says in Ephesians that He can bring me His armor. and he can put on the armor of the Lord. See, at the Lord's table, I can put on the whole armor of God as I'm being nurtured, as I'm eating of the Lord. And then I can begin to put on the breastplate of righteousness, and I can hold up the shield of faith. I tell you what, today I can begin to do things. Why? Because I know that the armor of the Lord is for me, and I got to take off my armor, sit at the table. He loves me. He loves me. I tell you, I love Thanksgiving. I love having all my children home. I love having my kids there. And man, they love to eat. Your kids love to eat, didn't they? They love to eat. I have one who's been living out of town, and he came home, and man, I said, "You having dinner?" "Yeah, I've had dinner." "Okay, don't worry about your dinner." And then he goes in there, and he gets 3 boxes of sandwiches out of the refrigerator. And he goes back, and he gets like 2 more things out of the fridge. And he gets in the cabinet and gets another. I'm like, "I thought you already ate." He goes, "I did. It was like 2 hours ago." And he was just like joy because, you know what? He was at dad's and mom's. And he wasn't worried about it. He was just sitting at the table, busy eating and enjoying being at dad's table, being at mom's table. He was there. It was great. It was a great feeling for him. I could see that he's not used to having that. He knows that usually when he eats, that's it for the night because he's a broke college student. And so they know. So it was nice to be home where he could just sit at dad and mom's table. He could go to mom and dad's fridge and just eat. That's what God wants us to be today, that we don't have to put on a mask to come in before him, that we can just take off our armor. Come on, quit trying to pretend like you get it all together. Just come in and say, "God, man, I'm hurting," or, "God, I'm not having a good week. God, I need you." And the last thing I want you to get today is you need food to live, don't you? You need food to live. John 6:35, look what it says. Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So when I eat at the Lord's table, I am quenching a hunger in my life that nothing else can quench. I'm quenching, when I drink from his cup, I'm quenching my thirst that nothing else can do. I am feeling myself that nothing else can fill me except what God can do. Nothing else can quench my thirst except for drinking from the Lord's cup. I've got to be at the Lord's table, and I need this to live. Duke University says that, did a study and they released it and said that 45% of everything we do throughout our day is habit. And you don't even realize it, that you do so many things by habit and you don't even realize it. I mean, you come in the night, how many people did I tell you, "Hey, good morning"? Good morning. I caught myself saying it all night. It's habit because I'm used to seeing you on Sunday morning. And so I say, "Good morning." How many people get up, you start driving, and you automatically start driving to work, and you're like, "Oh, no, I can take the kids to work, school first. I got to do that," or something like that. You mean, I can be down the road, realize I'm turned the wrong way out of habit. I'm just coming to the church instead of going the opposite direction where I need to go. Everything we do seems like to be habit. How many people drink from the same coffee cup every day, even though you got 20 of them up in your cabinet? Creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit. And so in our daily routine, we got to learn what it means to come to the Lord's table. Listen, I may have a 5-course meal at Thanksgiving and a 5-course meal at the Christmas dinner you're preparing, thinking about it now. But those are great. Those are great. But I don't have a 5-course meal every time I eat. That would be nice. But sometimes I'm just getting a sandwich and a quick bite to eat. Sometimes I'm just eating a bowl of something, you know, a bowl of chili or something like that. It's not always a 5-course meal. Why? Because that's necessary for me to sustain. It's necessary for me. I got to have that to survive. I got to make sure I'm eating every day. And it's not always a 5-course meal. I would say this to you. On Sunday mornings or on a first Wednesday worship, you can come in and get a 5-course meal. Spiritually, you can come in and really fill yourself up, but you got to learn what it means to eat at the table, even if it's small bites, small portions, where throughout every day, my daily habit, I'm spending time at the table. Why? Because that's where God transformed people's lives. I prepared the table for you. We're going to sit somewhere. I'd rather sit at his table. I'm not going to choose to sit at the counterfeit table and fill myself with the things that worry me, the things that give me bad self-image, the things that destroy my life. No, I want to come. I want to sit at the Lord's table, receive his nourishment. I'm not looking for a quick fix. I know I've got to take care of myself. Spiritually, I've got to take care of myself. I've got to eat of his table. We got to have it to survive. I'm going to ask the singers to come back. And I just want you, throughout this whole month of December, I want you to be thinking about that. God, am I eating at your table? Am I coming to your table? I mean, we're going to be busy, right? A lot of things happening for Christmas shopping and carols and parties and company parties and family get-togethers. I mean, it's a busy, busy month, but it's a great month, isn't it? I mean, what else? Let's celebrate the Lord, man. It should be all month long. We should be just celebrating the birth of our Savior. But I want you, don't forget to spend time at the table. And don't forget, who can you bring to the table? Who can you bring to the table? As I challenged you last Sunday morning, those were in that first service, I challenged you. Who else are you going to bring to the table with you this Christmas, man? We got a lot of Christmas services happening. Invite them. Get them to the table. Invite people. Come to the table. Invite them. Come to the table. The Master wanted this house full. Let's stand on our feet today. We're going to take time to sing this last song as we do. If you want to come to the altar and pray, if you want to come to the altar and worship, if you want to find a place to pray where you're at, it's fine. Let's just take about the next 5 to 7 minutes and just, let's just sing as they sing to the Lord. Make it personal. God, I want to come to your table. God, I want to sing to you. Come on, let's come, let's pray, let's worship the Lord this night. It's a place for you. If you're here today, can we just bow our heads, right? If you're here tonight and say, Pastor, man, I need to come to the Lord's table and I just need to surrender my life to Jesus. As you're talking tonight, I realize in my life, I'm lost without Jesus, and I need to fully surrender Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I want to make sure you have a chance to do that. No greater time than this Christmas season that you would say, I'm ready to give my life to Jesus, to accept that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And I believe he is the Messiah, and I want to live my life for him. I'm tired of struggling on my own. Today, I'm ready to live my life for Jesus. I'm not going to do anything to embarrass you. I promise you, we're singling you out. But if you can just look at me, if that's you, say, I'm ready to accept Jesus, even where I'm standing tonight. Can you just raise your hand where I can see it? Say, that's me, Pastor. Anybody else want to do that tonight? Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah. I see those hands. Thank you. Anybody else want to join them? Say, I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ. Tonight's my night. This is what we're going to do. We had those who raised their hands tonight. So if you raise your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. I'm going to say it out loud, and you repeat it after me. As Christians around you, we'll help you along. We'll say it with you as well. Say, dear Jesus, I surrender all of my life to you. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. And from this day forward, I will follow after you, and I will serve you in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we say, welcome to the family of God. Yeah. What an awesome Wednesday night to come in and give your heart to Jesus. Man, you make it all worth it, right? You make it all worth it to come in and see those who raise your hands. Of course, we're glad all of you are here. But one more time, can we just say, God, we love you. God, we love you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the hearts of people. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those who make commitments tonight to surrender their life to you. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. You are such an awesome God. Lord, may we learn what it means to come to the table on a daily basis. God, may we not accept counterfeits that pull us away, that eat up our time and distract us. But God, may we learn to have quality time with you throughout our day. That when we see ourselves spending time with you, even when it's driving or even when it's at our desk and we just simply close our eyes and just meditate on you, that God, we're at your table right there. And God, you are ministering to us. You're strengthening us even right then. And Father, I thank you for your table, God, that we can come just as we are to your table. And you begin to change us. You begin to heal us. You begin to transform us. In Jesus' name we say, amen. One more time, let's put our hands together and worship the Lord through Thanksgiving. Can you let the worship team and the band know you appreciate them coming out tonight and practicing? You guys, appreciate you very, very much tonight. God bless you. Turn to somebody, give them a hug or a high five and say it was good to be with you tonight. God bless you.